David Ellis from Tiaco Racing is joining us. Morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Andrew.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for taking our call, and well done with the whole story. I haven't rung for this, but again, I'll ask you, well done on the Cambridge Stud Victor on the weekend, Probabile. It's a great story, this one, and she's really developing in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's an amazing story, and we're very fortunate in New Zealand that we have Joe and Brendan Lindsay, who have taken Cambridge Stud over, and they're really taking it to another level. They're buying yearlings, they're buying broodmares, and they're going to finish up with an international broodmare band. And, of course, with their new stallion coming here for this coming spring, it's going to be, everything will go to another level. And having Probabile leading the way is a big thrill for everybody in New Zealand, really.
And the story is, Dave, that they wanted to buy Probabile. You went a little bit higher, but then they came to you and said, hey, can we do some arrangement? So the deal was done between the two of you.
Yeah, it was actually about 3 or 4 days later. I bought Probabile to syndicate, and they asked me if they could buy Embellish to stand at Cambridge Stud. So I sold them half of Embellish actually at that time, and he was continuing to race. And then I said, now what about buying a yearling filly with me? And they said, well, we were the underbidder on Probabile. Would you sell her to us? So that was what happened.
The deal was done, and now you're all enjoying the moments. It was fantastic to see her again. And the All-Star Mile, the only thing I think that the Lindsays and Jamie Richards don't want is some rain. They don't want it.
No, she certainly is a much better filly on firm tracks, that's for sure.
You've made always a good group of horses at Tiaco Racing and Jamie Richards training, Dave. You've made some decisions overnight and this morning on a really nice filly.
Yeah, we've got a Savabile filly that we bought at the premier sale at Karaka for $300,000 called Amaralina, and she's won a Group 2 at both her last two starts and looks very impressive. And there was some discussion about running her next up in the Derby, but we've decided as a team that we will go to the Sunline Bars and then the New Zealand Oaks and try and make her the New Zealand Bloodstock Filly of the Year. And then we'll look to giving her perhaps her final start for the autumn in the ATC Oaks.
So you'd like to travel to Sydney for the Oaks as well, as long as she's racing well?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. What sort of a type is she? Just watching your last couple of runs this morning, Dave, the other day when she won there at and won your race, in fact, the David and Karen Ellis Fillies Classic, she was getting a perfect run around the bend, and then she got sort of buffeting trying to get out before she really ran away from them.
Yep. She got the run of the race but then got held up. But, boy, she put four lengths on them pretty quickly, didn't she? So she's got, you know, I think she's very similar to look at to what Probabile is, but she's more of a stayer than a sprinter miler that Probabile is.
And she ran second and a close second to Aegon. Gee, that form reads pretty good now, Dave.
Yeah, Aegon's a very good horse. I thought that it was a terrific run from Amaralina that day because we were 3 and 4 wide the trip and we got beaten ahead. So it was a very, very good run and we were beaten by a really classy horse.
You mentioned you're bypassing the Derby, so what's the plan with her?
She'll run on Derby Day at Ellerslie in the Sunline Bars and then 2 weeks later she'll run in the New Zealand Oaks.
Okay. So you'll run in the Oaks and then, all going well, the ATC Oaks. I think that our listeners can read that you've got a very good opinion, you and the whole team. Jamie Richards obviously training her, but people, I urge to go and have a look at the replay, loveracing.nz, and put in the filly's name and you'll enjoy some good racing because, Dave, it reads now that this New Zealand form that we've had in the spring into the summer through Aegon and through others is really strong form when you, if they do travel to Australia.
Oh, absolutely. And it's really exciting to see horses that have come from New Zealand Bloodstock's Karaka Sale performing on the international stage.
Melody Bell, have you got an update for our listeners while we've got you, Dave?
Well, I think Jamie's going to run her in the Bone Crusher at Ellerslie on the second day, so that would be 2.5 weeks from now. And I think he's pretty happy with her.
And, Dave, we've got our Melbourne Inglis Premier Sale beginning on Sunday. It's on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Have you had a look at the catalogue and had people looking at yearlings around the sale?
No, we finished up buying 45 yearlings at Karaka and at Magic Millions, and we've only got shares in 2 or 3 left, and we're going to try and tidy that up, and we'll be certainly looking at the yearlings in Sydney at Easter.
You haven't mucked around with 45, Dave?
No, it's a pretty big exercise. That's for sure.
It's a big exercise, but when you've got only those little shares to go, that tells us that people are enjoying the ride with Tiako Racing.
Yeah, we've got a big international clientele now, not just people from New Zealand, but a lot of owners in Australia and in Singapore and Hong Kong and Europe. So it's great to have a lot of new owners this year, a lot of people investing in the industry, and so it's pretty encouraging.
It is. Dave, thanks for your time this morning on those decisions. We look forward to seeing the filly on Saturday week at Ellerslie in the Sunline Vase. Thanks for your time.
Good, Andrew. Thank you.